Okay, let's get into Perek Lamed Gimel and Sefer Yeshayahu. As we continue here describing all of the nevuos of Yeshayahu on the present time and on the future time of his generation, and this Perek again is broken up into different themes. First we have the theme of Mida Keneged Mida, that we always have to be thinking about. Then we get into a tefillah of Yeshayahu, asking Hashem to remove the enemy, and then we'll have more acknowledging the downfall of Sanherib, possibly, and eventually the greatness and the redemption of Klal Yisrael. But as many prakim, the various mefarshim, Rashi, the Radak, the Bar Barbanel, have different pshatim exactly what the psukim are referring to, but it's dafka written in a way that could refer to our time, to any time, and that is the beauty of these psukim that are timeless and timely at the same time. So the parak starts off, Hai Shodeid. The Shodei, the plunderer, which should be nervous. V'atolo Shadud, you are plundering, Hashem says to the enemy. And then Yeshayahu was saying, you are not plundered yet, you will see. Ubogeid, v'lo bagdu bach, and you haven't been, have treason against you. Katimcha Shodei Tushad, kanaloscha livgod yivgudu bach. Your time will come, don't worry, and if this is talking to Sancheret, yes, your time will come, you kill so many, you will be killed. Remember, Sancheret, after he lost all of his men, he went back to his town, he went back to Nineveh, and he went to a base of Avodah Zarah, and his own sons killed him there. Right, eventually everything is going to be Betzedek, as we know, Tziduk Hadin, we recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu as Atzur Tamim Pa'alo, Kichol Derachav Mishpat. It's all Mishpat, we have to just have a long-term view. The Rambam writes that this is, as we know, one of the Animamins, one of the 13 principles of faith is to recognize the idea of Schar Va'onesh. This is all the way at the end. The last three, right? The Rambam talks about the ones that apply for presently, that we recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu, we recognize there's nobody like him, and he's not physical, and the Torah is unchanging, and Moshe Rabbeinu. And then the last three are all about the future. Number 11 is the Rambam's Schar Va'onesh. Number 12 is Yemashiach. And number 13 is Tchias HaMesim. Says the Rambam in Yesod HaChadasar, Shehu Yisalem Mishalem Gemul Tov L'misha Mekayeh Mitzvah HaTorah. Hashem will pay back to good for those who are kind of the Torah. Umanish misha over azarosel v'shigmulo agadol hu olam haba v'onsho achamer akares. And the ultimate greatness is connecting to Hashem and olam haba. The greatest punishment is kares, all the different types of kares that we have. But that's what this parak is. That's what this pasuk is teaching us. Teaching us mida kenegan mida. Even if you don't see it right now, it's going to happen in the future. And the plunderer will become plundered, and the treasoner will become treason. Right. This is also the theme of the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos in the second parak. We know that Hillel looked down on a skull. Afhu ra'a golgolas achas shetzafa al pnei amayim. He saw a skull that was floating on the water. Amarle, he says to it, al da'atef atfuch. Since you drowned others, you were drowned. Vesof mitifayach, and those who drowned you, you too foon will also be drowned. Again, this is all a perfect system HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, though we can't always understand the system. It doesn't look like a perfect system to us. Right? Even Moshe Rabbeinu, remember, was bothered the Gemara Menachas Daf Chavtes, when Moshe Rabbeinu saw the tragic end of Rabbi Akiva's life. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Zu Torah v'zu Schara, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you can't understand that. Even Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't fully understand it. But that's what we know from the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. There are many examples that we have of this idea of you drowned, so you will be drowned. Again, of course, Paro, what kol ben ayod al yor tashlichu, let's throw all the babies into the river. And as Yisro says, v'davar asher zadu alehem. And as Rashi says, they're b'mayim dimula abdam, v'heim ne'evdu b'mayim, the Mitzriim. And also we know Haman built the tree in order to hang Mordechai, and of course he was hung on that tree. Now various chazals throughout Shas, the Gemara Sota Daf Ches, which comes up in a number of places, even though Dal and Misos were batel, the din of Dal and Misos were not batel, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranges everybody who's chayev, a certain punishment will ultimately get it. But really, the message is, Rabbi Lau talks about on that Mishnah, in the Yachol Yisrael, every ma'ora, everything that happens to us in life is for a reason, it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol ma'ora, sheba la'adam eino mikri, v'chi kol prat, v'lo haze'er v'ashule biyoter, muva b'cheshbon. As the Gemara says in Chulin, ein adam nokev etzbo milamata, elam kin machrizen aleha milamala. If somebody has a night that they can't sleep, if somebody finds something that does without simanim and he gets to keep it, everything has to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that's this pasuk that Yeshayahu says you have to have a long-term view, even if right now you don't see it, but he says, Sancherev, you think you're on top, but you're not going to be on top for long. And then Yeshayahu goes into a tefillah. Hashem, chaneinu lecha kivinu. Chaneinu, please show us favor. Lecha kivinu, we've always hoped for you. Hayezro am labakarim, show your arm in the mornings. In the morning symbolizes clarity of vision. Af Yeshua seinu be'esara. In the mornings when it's clear, esara when it's not clear. Hashem, be our leader always. Mikol hamon nadadu amin. When you have shown your amazing abilities and nisim, and figuratively, the sound of your coming, the nations have shaken. Mirama musecha nafsu goyim, from your greatness, from your exalted state, nafsu the goyim have, the nations have scattered. Ve'usav shalalchem osef echasil, and the spoils were gathered. Like a grasshopper. A grasshopper, when grasshoppers go invade, they don't leave one blade of grass unturned. They totally take everything. So that's what's going to be when we take the spoils. Right? The Gemara in Sanhedrin Darshins, again, this is specifically regarding Ashur and the 185,000 soldiers that died, and they left all their spoils there. And Klai Yisrael were able to go get it, and the famine that was taking place in Yerushalayim was over. That's the Shlal of Sanhedrin. That's what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin on the Tzadi Dalet Amid Beis. The Gemara talks about this pasuk, Amr lem Navi Yisrael, Isvu shalalchem, go gather the spoils, right? Yeshayahu lived at this time. Amru lo, lavzoz o lachlok, just to gather the spoils, or are we allowed to take it? Amr lahem, so Yeshayahu says, ko sefa chasil, like a grasshopper. Ma o sefa chasil, kolechad ve'echa la'atzmo, just like grasshoppers take it for themselves. Av shalalchem, kolechad ve'echa la'atzmo, so too your spoils, you can take. Amru lo, v'halo mamon aseres hashvatim u'rabo, right? We know Ashur sent the aseres Hashvatim, the 10 tribes, Malchi Yisrael, and Tegalus. So they have a lot of stuff from them. So isn't this Gezel? We have this other Jews' property that they have. Amar Lahem, next part of the Pasuk. Kemashach gave him Shokekbo. Again, a hard phrase to translate, but gave him, according to many, is also a type of grasshopper, or others say that gave him is a lashon of mayim. That's what the Gemara says here. Ma gave him alalu ma'alinas ha'adam mitumah latara, just like the water. Mikvah, make somebody tamei tatar. Ka'af mamonim she'yisrael kima she'nofov yarov de'kochavim miyad nitar. Once it was in the hands of the ovi kochavim, so then it would become tar. The Yad Ramah says there because it was yeyush, right? The aseres hashvatim had yeyush, and that's why it would be mutter. The Margolius Hayam there in Sanhedrin, Sadi Dalet, has an interesting comment. Why Dafka, out of all of these spoils that Bnei Yisrael took throughout history, Dafka, this one needed the heter? Hashem says, go and take it, in the names of Yeshayahu quotes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the answer is, explains the Margolitz Hayam, usually there's something called the Kinyan Melchama. Once I win a war, so then I'm able to take the spoils. And that's logical, and that's an idea of Kinyan Melchama. But here there was no war. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did everything. Bechvodu v'atzmo. There was no Mesiris Nefesh. There was no Kinyan. So that's why. Who says I'm allowed to take it? Who says it changes hands? So that's the message of this pasuk. The Mesiris Nefesh osa Kinyan, says the Margolitz Hayam. The Kibush Koneh, Kibush Amasar Nafsho b'melchama. Amnam Zeo Rakish Omdim b'melchama. Tivis umesach lemezatzmam avakasher Hashem nilcham lohem bederach shalom malam in ateva ein din shalal ve'ein lam kinyan ubelmacham esavim avinu to show the offer of avisayfi nearly avigirim in the Gemara in Tainus Nachemish Gamzu took the sand of Avram Avinu and he threw it, right? Lo zacha b'shalo, right? He says he didn't take that shalo. Right? What does Avram Avinu say? I don't want it. I don't want it. Rechush kachlach, right? I don't want anything. Why? Because that was exactly this idea. But here they had a special horas shah that they were able to take it. Fascinating comment based on this pasuk dalid. The usaf shalalchem osef achasiel. You'll be able to take the spoils like the grasshopper. Kemasha gave him shokekba and the Gemara Darshan there. That's like water. Or it's another type of grasshopper. Niskav Hashem ki shochein marom, and at that time Hashem will be raised up. Milate Sion mishpat u'tzaka, and Sion Yerushalayim will be filled with mishpat and tzaka. As we've said, specifically, this is talking about the time of Sancherev and Chizkio, and the Chizkio, so to speak, having a salvation, and all of Klal Yisrael following HaKadosh Baruch Hu after that. But it also could apply throughout our history. And then we get to Pasuk Vav, one of the most famous psukim in all of the Sefer, darshened in the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Lamed Aleph. This pasuk is the source for the six siddurim of Mishnayos. Vahaya, a Rabbi Yehuda Nasi saw this pasuk and darshan. Vahaya emunas itecha chosin Yeshua's chachmas vadas yiras Hashem hiotzaro. What does the pasuk pashupshat mean? Before we get to the drasha, emunas itecha, your emuna in the times. Yeshayahu is giving chizuk now. The emuna in the times, chosin Yeshua's, that is protection. Chachmas vadas, that is the ultimate wisdom. What does this mean? There seems to be a discussion between Rashi and the Radak. Rashi says it's the emuna that you had throughout all this long galus in this history. That's what's kept you going. That's your ultimate protection. Your emuna that you had in the times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save you, that is the most amazing element of Klal Yisrael, right? How many times do we say we're sitting in such difficulty and we say, L'shana Baba Yerushalayim, how many Sadarim happen in such a devastation throughout our histories? We hear about the Pesach Seders in the camps. L'shana Baba Yerushalayim. That's this pasuk, right? Bahaya emunas itecha, right? That's the emuna, and whatever we go to a levaya, we turn around and we say kaddish. We say ba'agala. Ba'agala means quickly. Ubizman kariv. We know what's going to happen. We talk about tchiyas ameisim. So that's the emuna. The Radak seems to say it's based on the second half of the second phrase. Chachma vadas. The emuna in the times chosin yishuas and your real protection is the emuna coupled with chachmas vadas. That is the ultimate protection. But as we know, the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph darshins these psukim to teach us that there are six sedarim in Mishnayos. Emuna says the Gemara is Seder Zrayim. Why is it Seder Zrayim? Tosfos there says because to be a farmer you have to have a lot of faith. Right, Shemafarish, Tosfos there quotes Yerushalmi, Shema'amin b'chai olamim v'zoreya. Right, that you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's emunas itecha. Right, what's the next one? Emunah zaseder zroim, itecha zaseder moi, itecha the times, that's moi, chosen protections zaseder nashim, because the man, hopefully the husband protects the wife. Yeshua salvations zaseder nezikin, right, that's the zikin where one saves, or one is saved with bezdin. Chachmas zaseder kachim, that's an internal wisdom, vadaz zaseder taras. So that is all the six adarim, but the pasuk ends off by saying, says the Gemara, yiras Hashem hi otsaro. Yiras shamayim, that is the otsar, that's the storage house, Chaim Yivalajin talks about in Nefesh HaChaim, that we fill our storage house with Torah. Right, we don't fill the whole storage out with Yirat Shemayim. Yirat Shemayim is not just the content. You don't spend our whole day learning about Yira. But that, without Yira, everything will fall apart. If you have a lot of grain, but you don't have a silo to put it in, the whole thing will fall apart. So we need to build that silo, that structure of Yirat Shemayim, and once we have that, then everything will be held together in place. That is the Rav Chaim Yivalajin discusses that. But again, many of the Mefarshim talk about this pasuk. Yiras Hashem el tzaro. This is the ultimate. This is what the pasuk says. Ma Hashem alakecha shoel meimaki im liyiras Hashem alakecha. Yira is the ultimate. What we strive for in Yahadus. So even if you look in the Archa Tzadikim goes through all the different midos, building up, so to speak. The last one, the 28th parak, Shar Esther Mishmona, maybe it's not a coincidence, that's Koach Shar Yiras Shamayim. The Shar of Yiras Shamayim, that's the last parak, says the Archa Tzadikim, Yiras Shamayim, Kasid Batora, Vato Yisrael Marshal Lokecha Shoel Meimaki in Liyira, Viksiv as Hashem Lokecha Tira, Viksiv Arpasik, Yiras Hashem Yotzaro, Viamrinon Ein Lakarish Baruch Hu Ba'olam Hazeh, Ela Yiras Shamayim Bilvad, Dechsev Yomer La'adam, Hein Yiras Hashem, Hi Chachma, Hein Mashma Achas. He continues, it's all Tali on Yiras Shamayim. He says, Umay Achar, Shana Rom Shakol Tal Biyar Shemayim, the Kala Torah Einam O Elas Ladam El Biyar Shemayim, the Yaseid Shakol Taluiba. That's the Yaseid. The Hila Vada Omedes La Adam La Olme Olamim. A person's Yirat Shemayim. That is what's important. That's why he goes through. You have to know there are three types of Yirat Shemayim, and that is what we have to achieve. But it's based on this pasuk. There is an amazing thought of the Gra that is pointed out by the Maariv Chayis on this Gemara. Sorry. Maariv Chayis on this Gemara quotes the Vilna Gaon, and others quote it as well. That if you look on the next line of the Gemara, we have another famous comment of Rava, where Rava says that there are going to be six questions that we will be asked, not really asked, said to, Omrimlo, when we stand in the front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in judgment. Nasadam Natatav Emuna, were we honest? Kavati Tim LaTorah? Did we set aside time for Torah? Asakti Beperi Beribya? Did we have a family? Tzipisul Yeshua? Did we hope for the salvation? Pilpalta Machachma Ivanta Dover. So Those are also learned out from the Pasuk Rashi points out there, that the Gemara just expands on it, that all of these are parallel to the previous Pesukim, right? Nasata Natata Be'emuna, that's talking about Emuna Sitecha. Kavata Itim Latara, that's Ita. Asakta Be'peri Be'rivi, that's Chosin, that's Nashim. Tzipisa Yeshua, that's Yeshuos. The same exact words are used in the Gemara. Rashi already alludes to it, the Gemara expands upon it. According to the Gemara, this is saying on a deeper level that the six questions are about, did we dedicate ourselves to learning all six Siddurim? That's on a deeper level. Obviously, it means Pashup Shadol. First and foremost, we have to be honest. We have to start a. We have to have a family. We have to hope for Mashiach. But on a deeper level, says the Grub, maybe it has to do with all of the Talmud Torah. The Grub uses that to answer a question of Tosfos in the first parak of Maseches Sanhedrin. But either way, we continue. Says the Yeshayahu Anavi, so the Emuna is what keeps you going throughout the generations. So now, the next section of the Perek is a Machlokes, Rashi, and the Radak, exactly what it means. We'll go with the Pshat, that this is a description of the difficulties that took place during the siege of a Sanherev, or you can expand it during all Galios and all difficult times. Herer Elam So'aku Chutza, Malachi Shalom Mar Yivkayun. Rabbi Schwab explains, even the Malachim are powerless when we're sitting there Betzaris and we're having Holocausts and pogroms and crusades. They're outside, they're crying. They wish they could help us. Nashamu Mesilos, the roads are gone. Shavas over Orach, there's no paths. Hefer Bris Ma'as Arim Lo Chashiv Enosh, we can't do anything. Avalu Mala Aretz, the world, the land is full of mourning. Hechbir Levanon Kamal Sharon Karava Sharon, the beautiful pastures are made like a barren. Vinoer Bashan VeKarmel. So that's all. Pasuk Zayin Ches and Tes described the difficult time. Either again B'shaito at the time of Sancherev, or in general, but there will come a time where Hashem will say, Atat kum yomar Hashem. It's time for me to get up, says Rashi, lo es apek od. Hashem's going to say, I've had enough, it's time to bring the geula. Ata eromeim, ata enase. I will raise myself up. Taharu chashash tel dukash. What does that mean? All the things, the Mesudas David and others say, it means all the things that you thought about and planned to do will be like nothing. The enemies of Klal Yisrael will fall away. Ruchachem eish tochlachem. Your ruach, your thoughts, a fire will eat it. V'hayu amim misrafo sid kotzim kesuchem v'eishisat. It'll be burned up in a fire. So that might refer to the fire that went through the 185,000 men. Maybe it refers to a war that didn't happen yet. But Yishayahu continues, Shimu rechokim asher asisi yudu krovim. Those who are far, those who are close, listen to the greatness of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do. Pachadu b'tzion chataim. When the Asher surrounded Tzion, Yerushalayim, the sinners were scared. Achazar ra'ad chanefim miyagur lanu. Right, who is going to be able to live? Eish ochelo, the fire that's going to consume us. But Hashem says, you know what the secret is? And the reason why you will be zocha to the salvation, because this is the type of person Chizkiyo is, and this is who we have to be. Holech stakos, dover meisharim, right? Speak straight. Moes bebetza maashakos, or be disgusted from any type of bribery and crookedness. Noer kapav mitmoch bashochad. Otem azno mishmo adamim. He'll close his ears from hearing anything negative and murderous. And it will close his eyes from seeing anything negative. So that is, again, the quintessential midos of Chizkiyahu. Some might be familiar with the Gemara at the end of Makos, where the Gemara darshins that we have Taryag Mitzvahs, as we know, based on the Pasuk Torah Tzivalanu Moshe. Torah's Gemashria 611. So 611, we heard from Moshe, plus 2, we heard straight from Hashem, is 613. But the Gemara then continues and says, but David HaMelech made it into 11. It doesn't mean that he took away 613 mitzvahs. He just classified all the mitzvahs into 11 categories, based on the Pasuk, the Psukim in Tehillim. But later on that daf, the last Amud Aleph here in Makos, Ba Yishayahu V'Ha'emithon Al Sheish. Yishayahu got it into 6. Dechziv, right here, our pasuk, Kolek Stakos Dover Misharm, Vechulu, until it came to Micha. Micha got it on to 3. Matov, Matem Der Asos Mishpar, Va'avas Chesed, Fasni Lechasim Elokecha, Vechulu, until we get the final line of Chabakuk, Tzadik Be'emonoso Yechyeh. But either way, the pasuk in our perek is there as well. These are the midos of Chizkiyahu, why he was Zoche and Klai Yisrael was Zoche for the salvation because he walked justly in the eyes of Hashem. Let's continue. There is an interesting Chazal Ba'otzim Eda Meros Barad. This number six is closing his eyes from seeing negative. The very next pasuk is Humru Omeim Yishkon. He will reside on high. There is a Medrash. The Medrash in Vayikra Rabbah tells us that the last parak in the last Medrash Rabbah in Achremos, the last piece, Rav Menashe Bar Breider Rav Yishuv Ben Levi Omar, Matzinu Shekol Misha Roa Dvar Erva Ve'inozan Einav Mimena. Whoever sees a Dvar Erva, something illicit in that category of Aveira, and does not get any benefit from it, Zochel LaHakpil Pnei Hashchina. He's zochet to be see the eyes of the Shechina. My time, based on our pasuk, Ba'osa Meidav Meros Bara, and the next pasuk is that he will be raised up and be able to Romei Mishkon Mitzado Slaim Miskabo Rei Melech Biyafu Techazene Necha. He will see a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but that is the Medrash. Interesting, the Medrash doesn't say that somebody does not see a Dvar Erva. You know, could be sometimes in the world that we live in, there's something that comes up and we happen to see something. But it's Karoa Dvar Erva Veinozan Einav. We have to do our best not to see Dvar Erva. But if we Chas V'Shalom happen to see a Dvar Erva, we have to do our best to Einozan Einenu Mimena. So that is just a drash on that last mida of Chizkiyahu. Continues the Navi. Melech biyafyo techazene einecha. He will seem the king in his beauty. The Gemara darshins in more than one place. This pasuk melech biyafyo, Gemara tainis daf yud zayin, darshins from here that a king has to get a haircut every single day. Even though the Kohanim, the Kohen Gadol once a week, because the Mishmaros become new, but the king every day, the king has to look beautiful. That's even Rashi quotes in the end of Yuma. Rashi quotes, that's the reason why a king is allowed to wash himself on Yom Kippur. Rashi, the beginning of the last parak, Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. V'hakala v'hamelech. Melech darko v'shibcho lios na'eh. Shneamar melech biyafyo techazena einecha. Right, the king has to look beautiful. And we darshan from there. That's the, we darshan from this pasuk. This is the definition of a king, even though Pashas is talking about Hashem. Tirena eretz merchakim. He will be seen from afar. Libcha yega ema. Still talking about maybe the midos that are required for a righteous person. Your heart will see Ema. Aye so fair, aye so kele, so fair as a Magdalim. Where are the people that Ashur, right? The people Rav Shekin, all the people that boasted, where are they now? As Am no Azlo Tira, you're not going to see this nation again. Am imke safim mishmoa, nilag. We spoke about that last parak. Lashon ein bino. All these people who were talking and were so arrogant, they're not around anymore. You won't see them again. But you know what you will see? Chazet Sion, Kiryas Moadenu. You will see Tzion, the Kirya, the city where we spend our Moadim. Einecha, Tirena, Yerushalayim, Navesha, Anan, Ohel, Bal Yitzan, a tent that won't move, Bal Yisa, Yiseidosav, Lanetzach. And the pegs won't be taken out, and the ropes won't be undone. Again, as we have said, this parak, Yishayo, often talks about specifically the time period that he lived through, and that is Chizkiyahu and Sancheriv, and that whole time period of difficulty, and then Geula, but he says it in such a general way that we could even expand it to other times of history, and Be'ez Hashem Yimos HaMashiach as well. The parak ends off in Pasuk Chavalef by saying, Yerushalayim is going to be like a raging river. So what does that mean? So the Radak said it's all a mashal, that it's going to be so protected, it's as if there's going to be a river around it, and no nation is going to be able to come and attack. There are psukim in Yechezkel that talk about water coming out of the Beis HaMikdash Lasalavo, which is difficult to know whether that's literal or not, because there are no water sources really on Har Habayis, but this is the Perek, and at the end, Yeshayahu ends off, Ki Hashem Shofteinu, Hashem Mechokokeinu, Hashem is our judge, He's our king, He's our savior, and we yearn for the time that this state happens. The last pasuk, Gubal Yomar Shachin Chalisi, nobody living in Yerushalayim will say, I'm sick, I'm in famine, I have difficulty. No, everyone will be perfect, everybody will have everything they need, and that is what we daven for as well today. Okay, we'll stop here.